get the email?
Yeah, should have gotten it. Let's see.
Still just David Hill. David, can you hear us?
Okay, we just might as well start.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
Hopefully he'll join.
Need to use a tissue box.
Yeah. Okay.
You got it?
Oh. David Hill. Okay, Rabbi said, Lechazim Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pirchas, Zecha Nishmas Daniel Shedevas Yeshua Falak. Okay, I'm sorry for all the delays here. Hopefully more people will come on. Okay, today's shiur, Avav, in the Tiltol Kartisim Shonim Meshabbos. In other words, what is the din if you have to carry on Shabbos some type of ID or passport or driver's license or things like that in a place where there's an Eruv, presumably, like the Rosh Spear point there. But the only shaila is it muktzah? Is it considered muktzah, the passport or the ID or the... and that's the general discussion. So if you look in the... There's a tshuva sefer called the Atze Chaim. You know who the Atze Chaim was? He was the Satmar Rebbe's brother. It was the Atze Chaim. So I'll tell you a couple of things. First of all, he was nifter in his 40s. Very young person, the Atze Chaim. But it's interesting, all of the leadership today of Satmar are from the Atze Chaim, not from Rav Yoel. All the leadership is the Berech Moshe, the Sikater was his son, was his son. His son. And then the Rebbes of today are the grandsons of the Atze Chaim. And the Atze Chaim himself was nifter like in his 40s. Rav Yoelish lived obviously much longer, but he doesn't have descendants. The Atze Chaim was all the descendants. And someone told me the following story that the Baron Teitelbaum wanted to name one of his sons Chaim Tzvi from the Atze Chaim. So he asked his uncle, Rav Yoelish, could he do that? So he said, no, you shouldn't do that because the Atze Chaim was nifter in his 40s. So Rav Aaron replied, but who was the Atze Chaim, Chaim Tzvi? Who was Chaim Tzvi? There was two names. The Chaim was the Divrei Chaim, and the Tzvi was the Chacham Tzvi. And they used those two names together. So you have in mind those two names, and those people were not lifter young, and he was Makabel. He was Makabel, and hence he named his son Chaim Tzvi. The story.
Did they stem from the Chacham Tzvi?
I don't know. I don't know why they picked that. You know, I'm not sure.
This is Yantra, the father, right?
Who?
This is Yantra, the father.
The Kedushas Yantra was the father of the Satmar Rebbe. And the Atze Chaim was the brother. So the Berech Moshe, who succeeded Rav Yoelish, was the son of the Atze Chaim. And then the two rebbes today, Rav Aaron Teitelbaum and Zalman Leib, are sons of the Berech Moshe, who are grandsons of the Atze Chaim. So everything today is stamped from the Atze Chaim. Interesting. So the Sefer on Chumash is very... He has a Sefer on Chumash, Moedim, the Atze Chaim, but he has Tshuvas also. So this is from the Tshuvas. So what's the story here? She'ela ha'kfarim she'heim betoch tchum ha'ir. You have kfarim, you have villages that are next to the city. Ve'en ata nischalka ha'medina va'ir hi medina zu v'ne kfarim medina cheres. So technically, it's considered two different, makomos, two different states, or whatever you want to call them. So when you go from one place to the other, you have to have an ID. You can't just go from the kfar to the ear. And the people from the kfarim, because the shuls were in the ear. So the people from the kfarim would go to the shuls, especially for Yontif, especially for Yom Noraim. Again, Yom Dekala, where they had Yarche Kala, and they would hear the drushes of the Rav. There's a Maaseh Sheyotiv. Yodom Hachsav Meim Sholo Yishoyun Hanikra Pass. They would have a pass with them to let them pass
The checkpoint, right?
That it was whoever's at the border is going to sign the pass and let you in. So are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to give it to him on Shabbos and Yontif, or is it a question of carrying muktzah? That's the question. So it was a whole discussion. So let's take a look at the part that's relevant for our discussion here. Is on page 4. So he says, four lines from the bottom. Od yesh lochush, on the right side of page 4, four lines from the bottom. Od yesh lochush, kevin shapes, miyucha l'ksiva, b'chol pam sha'over al gvul, have like klisha malachto l'isser. In other words, maybe it's called klisha malachto l'isser because the point of the pass is every time you go over the border, you have to get a... You have to get a signature. Okay. But it's still a malacha is being done. The Morbish Simon Shin Ches of Gimel, the Tzarch Gufo, could go on Cornus, Lufzobo, Egozim, or Lutzarch Makoma Mutter, Lutalto. So if something is clean with malacha, this means you use this particular thing for a malacha. Like you use a hammer. For malacha, so then the halacha is, you could use it for non malacha on Shabbos. If you have to cut, you have to chop the eggs, the nuts, crack the nuts. Mutul tadlav, but a klisha malachto leiser, it has to be either the tzarch gufo or tzarch mekomo. But mechama letzel, if I have a hammer, and I left it outside in the sun, and it could get ruined, I'm not allowed to move it in. Even if it's all enclosed. I can only do l'tzarch gufo, means to use the hammer. I can't use it for nails, but I could use it to chop, to crack the nut. Or makomo, if I need the makom that the hammer is on, I could move it away. So he says, maybe this is not called the Tzarech Gufo. So he says, he thinks that this particular pass is a Klisha Machto Lesser. So it's not Makomo here, it's not Shaykh. It's not going to be Makomo, because it's not like you're moving it because you need the place. But is it called Gufo? Is it called, just like Gufo means where you take the hammer to crack nuts. So is this called gufo? He says, no, maybe it's not called gufo because you don't need, you have no use for it. It's not like you're using it for tzorach. Elam ne hayira v'hechrech shel anas hamelech. In other words, this guy is giving you a hard time. So on one hand, you could say, well, it's useful. You can get in the border. But he says, that's not called a use. That's called like mavriach hari. Because a use means a positive use.
Meaning not avoiding getting arrested.
Right. That's not called gufo. Because it's not like you have a use. This guy is giving you a hard time. This is where you can get in. So he thinks that's not called gufo.
So you're using it to go be daven and a tzibur.
Right. So he's saying that's too...
The use is to be able to have the opportunity to daven with a minyan.
Right. So that's too indirect.
Okay. How about if I need to go to Tzresh? I need to...
For Shabbat, and Onyx Shabbat, your Shabbat Suda.
I think what he's saying is it's
Shabbos and it's Rosh Hashanah and I want to go to Kashmir.
We're going to do Rosh
Hashanah.
Okay. Anyway, hit a rock.
No, but you want to go to shul.
Okay, I want to go to shul with Tzibur, right? Go over here, right?
You got to go to shul, but maybe that's not called. Maybe that's not called.
So I'm going to get Kriya Torah. I'm not going to get Kriya Torah.
Right, but that's because. This guy's just giving me a hard time, so I have to get him away. So he signs a thing, I'm good.
I guess the kiddie club is out of the question for a reason. But is it just like a key? Only instead of putting it in a lock, you show it with the water.
But a key is kli shemalach tol heter. A kli, you don't do a malacha with a kli, with a key. Unless it's a car key.
You're not doing the malacha with the car.
But here he says this thing is used to do malacha. It's used to sign on. So this
what
thing
is designated signature. Okay, let's now. Yeah. The average passport today. I carry my. I decided when I go to shul. I've done it in different cities. I talk my way through it. But let's say, and they usually say raising passport. I said Shabbos and abandoning it. But the reality is, if I pull my passport out, they're not going to stamp it or sign it or anything. It really says who I am.
Right. So this is talking about something that what the use is by having it signed.
Right.
Now, it could be a different case.
But
right. Yeah, so we have to see.
It would be unusual to have your passport signed. Nobody does that. They don't even stamp it. You're going to pull it out. You're going to prove your identity.
Then that was the law of the land.
Ki yishlom l'havi kamo mechama l'tzel. So he wants to say that that's not called gufo mekomo, and therefore... It's like a third category, anything that's not gufo makomo. So even though it's not chamal etzel means you're moving it to protect, and a klisha malach to this, so you're not allowed to move to protect. So here you're moving it to get in, so you would think that's gufo, but that's only because the guy is not letting me in.
Rabbi, maybe I'm mixing up the word gufo.
Gufo means that you're using, like, there was a hammer on Shabbos. So it's a klisha malach to lesser because the regular use of a hammer is to bang nails, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But what if I want to use that thing to crack nuts?
Open my walnuts.
So I'm allowed to.
Personal.
Or I need to move the hammer because I want to eat there. And the hammer happens to be there, I can move it. That's makomo.
It means as of use. As the use, the need comes, the hammer becomes useful for, let's say, using
right.
It correctly.
Right.
Okay,
so he's saying that's not, yeah, that's what gufo means. And makomo means you need the place where the hammer is. So the Atze Chaim wants a taina that he doesn't think this is called gufo, this pass, he doesn't think is gufo or makomo. Because you're not having a direct use with it. But then he says, maybe you could say that it's not even a klisha malach tol iser. Ani az daiti zelu mikri malach tol iser raki ki agavna kemo kornis shehu kli ha'omet tamid l'malecha l'malecha. He's saying, no, maybe a hammer or something like that, a pestle, whatever, that's malachto l'isser, because what is it? What do you do with it? You bang nails. You do malachas. So that's klish malachto l'isser. But he thinks that the pass is not called klish malachto l'isser. Why not? The ikatashmish is to read the signature after it's written. The ikatashmish is not signing on it. The ikatashmish is to be able to read that it was signed, and now you could get where you need to go. In other words, he has to be able to, they'll sign it. This way, when he goes in the city, and they'll ask him, "Hey, where's your ID?" So he'll say, "Here, look, I have it signed." So the ikar of this pass is not the writing; it's the ikar of the pass is reading what was written previously. So he thinks that if that's not even called a kalisha malachto leisser, because the main thing, even though you do an isser with it, but the main thing is the reading subsequent to the isser. Oh, matakov im king. So maybe you say it's klishim lachto leisur ulaheter. So he says, but the Magen Avraham says the lachto leisur ulaheter mikri lachto leheter. That something is klishim lachto leisur ulaheter, you call it a klishim lachto leheter, and therefore it's mutter even for things that are not gufo mekomo chamotzel, or he considers this like chamal itself, any usage. So gufo has to mean a direct gufo. That's interesting. So that's what he wants to say. Well, then there's another tshuva by the Marsham. On page 7, says the Marsham, "Mechtavo Giani al dasha iloso bebalei achsanios." You have people who own hotels, inns. Shemuchrochem l'shloch b'chol yom piskos. Because they have to give over to the authorities a list of all the people who
checked in,
all the current guests, to security or whoever they're giving to, because they don't want people to be coming in, you know, without the whoever is in charge, with authorities knowing who's there. Imutu lahachin be'erv Shabbos apiskov l'shloch al yidei akum la politzei. Politzei is the police. So are you allowed to prepare this before Shabbos? Send it to the police. Holach l'sham b'yom Shabbos. If I direct the meunichal of chosmo, v'zet niftar me'onish. So the question is whether a person could, whether a Jew could. Well, here he's saying, imutu l'hachim b'yom Shabbos apiskav l'shloch al yidei akum l'abotzei v'holach l'sham. Yom Shabbos Kodesh. By director Menichel of Chosmo, was then Niftar Me'onish. So what is he going to do? Shemuchrochem l'shloch b'chol yom b'skos shenirshem b'hem shemos anoshim.
To avoid a fine.
Right, so he's going to, the Balei Achsanios are going to have a list, and then they're going to give it to a guy. And he's going to give it to the police on Shabbos. And the director is going to have his signature from before Shabbos, I guess. He's going to have, say, Friday afternoon, he's going to write down all the guests and he's going to sign his name. And then on Shabbos, he's going to give this piece of paper to a guy who's going to deliver it to the authorities. Is that okay or not? So is that also considered mukhtza? Is this piece of paper considered mukhtza? So he says on page 8, "Achanam yidon yidon yim kain havishvus tishvus k'sheilach b'atzmo yavor b'tiltol mukhtza b'niyar ha-miyuchad l'ksiva." שנחתם עליו בשבת וגם ניסינוס על עוד על הפסקת חזרה כי יש לוקל שצריך גודל לחלום ונוס על כולם yeah so is that considered the shvus to shvus so he thinks that the paper is mukta. So next on the Shabbos, going to see Nosel Od on the Pesach. So he says it's a tzorach. So even though he's going to do, and then he's going to have the guy do it, but the guy is going to be carrying mukta. So Amir Lachim is the Rabbanan, and carrying mukta is the Rabbanan. So for the guy to carry the mukta for you is a shrus to shrus. Is a Rabbanan on a Rabbanan. But he's of the opinion that the piece of paper is considered mukta. In other words, not like what the Atzei Chaim said. Atzei Chaim says it's not. Maybe it's not mukta. It's not kalisha melachto iser because lemaisa you use it for the reading, and he says that no. He says that it's considered mukta, and yeah, if you look on page 19, he explains here that in Parkinus on page 19, ma din passport imu mukta de chisar kis is a passport mukta. Madin ID card is an ID card considered muktzah. He says, so he writes, he thinks it's muktzah mach the chisar and kiss. Shadu a kol shemach shivim ma'od a passport matznino so b'shmiru ma'ula. Because your passport, you put it in a certain place, you don't want to lose it. Right? Kadei shlo yigenavu v'ishtam chubo yim l'cherim. Kachos b'er Moshe, yeah. So he thinks. So he thinks that it's considered something that you're very machpid, not to use this for something else. You put it away. When you need it, you get it, and that's it. You're not something that you move around. So he thinks that today's passport is considered a muchzumach v'schisor and kiss. So that would mean if somebody before Shabbos left the passport on the table, you can't just take it off. You'd have to maybe take it with your elbow, and but a passport would be considered muktzah.
But now,
well,
today, when did he live?
Who? Rabbi Harfinus?
Yeah.
He's alive today.
Okay, but now, okay, today, U.S. gives out a passport card. I can take it to countries, I leave it in my wallet with me.
Every yeah, day. You leave your passport?
I leave passport cards.
Yeah?
I can go to the Caribbean, Mexico, Canada, and a few other places.
But not international.
International. Caribbean, Mexico, Canada.
But Israel? Israel?
Won't do Israel. A lot of places won't do, but you can get on a plane to lots of other places that will.
If there's Dr. Einstein, he's a big...
Shabbos, it's Mukta.
No, but he's saying that you don't
I
carry it around.
Every day, it's no longer... It's my passport, it's not in the drawer.
Yeah,
it's
my passport sits in the drawer.
Right.
Except when I had to go to the hospital with my son, so I needed an ID, so I took my passport.
Because I use this ID all the time.
Yeah, it's a great ID.
But even regular passport, like back in the USSR, if you lose your passport, this is it.
This is it. Right, Russia.
But here,
I think in Israel you have to have a two-dot.
And what if you lose it?
But here, if you lose your passport,
you get another one.
You get a new one, right there.
Yeah, but no one. It's the whole process.
Yeah, it doesn't happen over. You have to go.
That's why I don't keep my when I have to when I need it. Like I need a place and I need ID, I take it. But the rest of the time, it's in a drawer.
But again,
But
it's
you're different.
Replaceable.
You have this.
Basically.
Well, let me ask you. And where's your passport that gets you into Israel? Where do you keep that?
That's in the drawer.
Right.
Exactly where it is with the kids. We have to get out of town quickly. I'm ready.
Along with the Swiss bank account.
Oh, so he says like this. He says, "Lo ivanti ma shekosim b'shud atzechayim the pass kidei la'avor hagvul v'hamuna nosin al chosim choshev kmo lochashul iser." That was the first thing he said. Then he said, "Maybe not." Shomu k'siva, and shomu t'adol tzor gufo. Yeah. Lochashud mar sham, who says differently. Lo ivanti lama lochashul his kiss. Passport. In other words, he's saying that in those days it could be that people, what you're doing today, that people carried around all the time. So yours is a different situation. So in a Hanami, it could be that your Israeli passport you used to get into Israel, that would be Muktzah. But maybe this one, the regular one is not. I don't have such a thing.
$20 more when you get your passport, $30 more, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We'll give you one.
Yeah, I never even knew. But once you have your regular passport, do you need this one? Then you
yeah, but they give you both. It's an extra.
It's an extra.
And then you see, it's always good. You need it.
So that's the answer. The one that you keep in your wallet the whole time probably is not muksa.
Okay.
And but the one that you said you keep in the drawer, you might be muksa. Unless you hold that it has to be klisha malachto leisser. Like the play Yeshua, it's not malach to listen, but not everyone agrees.
What is it made for?
It's made so that you can go to a host of countries.
But not the shul, right?
Well, if let's say I'm in shul in Europe, that's definitely happens. I mean, you go and pick the shul in Europe. No, here you don't need to pay. So certainly, if you show up, you've been in Europe, where they literally said, you know. That's nice and why. Now, again, I've talked my way through it and not carrying something, but
I'm saying it's made to trap. It's made to travel.
So that's what he wants to say.
It's issued for travel, but it's certainly widely used for identification.
Only for travel.
So he wants to say,
you use it when you're trying to prove your identity if you're in a store. And they say, "Who are you?" Very possibly.
Yeah, he wants to say over here, what if you...
When you walk into a building and they say, "Who are you?" It's federally issued ID.
What if you have you want to visit somebody in the hospital on Shabbos,
right.
In a place where there's an Erev, and you need ID.
Right.
So could you take your passport as ID? So it says, "B'yir she'yishem Erev, who wrote Selikonis lebeis cholim, v'vaka chol, v'ein lo shum identification." It could be that if you had in mind from before Shabbos, like you miyached it, the shopper. But it's not so pashut that. So he says maybe if you, but it's say in the middle of Shabbos, you decide you want to go, and then you say, but what's going to be my ID? And then you say, "Oh, I'm going to take the passport." So then he tainas, of Harfinus tainas, that maybe that would be also to do. Unless you're a purist and say, "No, it has to be a klisha malach to listen," and that's not a klisha malach to listen because you don't do any iser with a passport. What do you do? It's not like a hammer that you nails into the wall. What about a credit card?
Well, that's malach to leiser, no?
Yeah, so therefore a credit card should be mutter l'tzor gufo mekomo. So you forgot the credit card on the Shabbos table.
Shinoi.
Forget, no, why shinoi? Don't even shinoi. You could just take the credit card off the table, because l'chora, credit card, everyone keeps the credit card with them. That you don't keep in the right today. It's hard to find people. I know. I you know, during different times during the year, I collect tzedakah in the Beis Medrash. And why is it? So some people tell me, you know, they don't carry money with them anymore.
They just
carry credit cards. So that's it's not a miyachid l'malkum. And people, you know, I would use it as a straight edge if I need to. I need a straight edge. Most things, like when I fill out a ksuba, some poskim are makpid, there shouldn't be empty spaces. So a lot of ksubas, they have a big line you fill out, but you only need to fill out three words, and there's still such a big space. So I take out my credit card, and I make the straight line with the credit card. So I use it for other things also. It's not, and there's no, so therefore it's klisha malach to leaser, but it's not chisaron kiss because you're not miyachid malkum. You take it with you. Obviously, and the only chiluk is that he said a passport is different because a passport you usually don't take it with you. Unless you have your type of passport, but the other types of passport.
Wait, if you need the passport and ID on travel, it's probably more likely that you use your passport because your other IDs are in the wallet with money. So you can just need something.
Yeah, you take a passport over other IDs because are in the wallet, right?
Driver's license.
Oh, driver's license, page 20. Mao Taltel driver's license. See?
Dude, that was coming around here.
So you want to say maybe that's also Mukhtar Machmas Chisar and Kiss. Shadiruk Mukhtar. Why? Me'acha Sheknisis Hashab is Koveil and Malcolm Shaloi. Is a zeno also misham? Came to only use with chisaron kiss. Meila avshem istab shein dino kol mishloach l'iser shuzeinu misayel lochal. It's not a klisha malach to l'iser, and if you hold that it has to be a klisha malach to l'iser, it's not. Because it's not new. The vavrish adam kovel l'makom kuel mamot. So he's mechadesh that even though you're only kovel makom for the driver's license on Shabbos, right? If that's where you are, so that's called kovel mokum. You could say it has to be something that you kovel mokum even during the week.
Well,
I guess if you drive, I don't drive, so I only use the driver's license as an ID, so then I keep it in the drawer, so I don't.
Next
to your passport. Right, exactly. What about Stark Suba? Say you want to look at the Suba on Shabbos. Never show Mukta, you must see more Suba by Husky Sarkis. Because you kovei mokum, ksuba, you keep either you hang it on the wall, or you put it in a drawer. So if you don't do one of those two, you're going to end up losing it. Right? So he says. So if you want to show somebody on Shabbos your ksuba, so he thinks that. So if you hold like the Pnei Yeshua, that has to be. Has to start off being Muktzah Machs with Chisar and Kiss. So, I mean, it has to be a Klisha Malach to Lisser, so this is not a Klisha Malach to Lisser. But you could say that even the Pnei Yeshua maybe is Moideh, if something that you mamish Machpid very much to keep it in one place, so then maybe that's called, even though it's a Klisha Malach to Letter, like Schoira. Shulchan Aruch says Schoira. If you have Schoira, You have an inventory in your basement. Plates, you know, so china that you're selling. So, in the middle of Shabbos, you have an extra guest and you need an extra plate. would you go down to the basement and take? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that you can't do that. It's muktzah. Because schorah is muktzah. Because schorah, you want, because if something happens to it, then you're not going to be able to sell it anymore. So, right, so, and the same thing about a laptop. Laptop. So he wants to say it's also Mochzmach Chisrankis. Because he has, it's a Chlishamach Lisser. It's Chlishamach Lisser, and then you Machpid not to use it for anything else. Right? And Shabbos, even the rest of the week, you keep it, This I keep in a special mokum miyuchad. Except on Wednesdays I take it home from me after shiur, but so I'm going to take it to the Wednesday night shiur if it would work. But in other words, so basically, his Rav Harfenis' shita always is that it doesn't have to be a klisha malachto le'isser to be a muchzmach b'chisam kiss, but it has to be something that you're very makpid and you're koveya mokum, and it's usually, you're very makpid on it, so then even if it's not klisha malachto, like a passport or a laptop, or things like this. But it's interesting that the Atzei Chaim was of the opinion that the thing that you sign on, first he wants to say maybe it's a Kalisha L'Machto Lissa, then he says no, because the Iki use is looking at it afterwards, and the Marsham seems to say it is a Kalisha L'Machto Lissa, it is Mokhtsa Mokhtsmach Mokhtsmach Kis. You get a guy to do it, it's a Shvus. What about an esrog, like a silver esrog box? That's a chashuv. There's a sefer of Yechiel Michel Stern of Yerushalayim. He wrote a nice sefer on the Dal Minim. Pictures, very nice sefer. So he has a picture. Listen to this, of the esrog box that the Volozhiny Yeshiva gave as a present to Rav Chaim Brisker. They gave him an esrog box. So he has the picture of that esrog box. So the question is that, I guess, Rav Yecheskel Roth here, Zatzal, just was lifted recently, Karlsberger Rav, in his sefer on page 14, in Tiltol Kupa Shal Esrog, also Mikesef. In other words, someone comes to your house, say, someone comes to your Shabbos, say, you want to show him, a not beautiful esrog, so you take it out of the break front, and you take out the... So is that considered Muchzmach Machas Chisaron Kis? Or what do we say, no?
Back where the back was.
Well, we just... Right, those type of things. So he says, and Harfenis discusses this shuva here with Rav Yecheskel Roth. Let's see, in a second. Yeah. So here, so Rav Harfenis was of the opinion that it's Kalisha Malachto Lissa, or Muchzmach Meschison Kiss. Maybe on Sukkis is different. There's your Koveya Mokum in the break front. And then he quotes from Yevcheskel Roth. Let's say from page 19. The Noyabais Afshayna Rudel Shub Tashmish Mutar Vitiltal. No, meaning you don't do anything with it. Meaning you don't use it for anything. What do you use it for?
On the show, I ask a question.
Right. Right. You wanna. So the question is, if no use, it's only noy habayis. So the Tilal Dovi quote says that anything on page 19 here on the top right, anything that's for the beautification of the home, noy habayis, even though you don't use it for anything, is mutar betilto. But he thinks that maybe that's only something that you're not koveya mokum. But if you're koveya mokum and you show your makbid, then not.
What's
the noy about? I guess it also depends on how expensive the esrog box is, you know. But if you kovei mokum and it's very expensive and you don't usually metaldel, so then to move it on Shabbos could be
some mukhtar. How does
hakana
before Shabbos starts? How does that work?
No, so if you know, he's saying that this guest is coming, and he's a big he likes to see esrog boxes, or he likes
esrog boxes,
right? Or he's a Judaica person, like people that you know, that's their thing. They're into, you know, they have all these auctions and Kestenbaum and the other one. You know, some people that they love to collect things. But they know that someone else is coming to the Shabbos table is also a shtickel maven. So maybe they're das to the miyachid that they're making it from before Shabbos in their mind that someone is going to come. They want to be able to show it to them. So that's what the discussion is. That may be considered different. Okay. So these are the main discussion here we had tonight is about different types of cards of driver's license and passport, but I think the answer for you is that your different passports have different halachas.
Right. The one that sits in the drawer
has a right. So, see, I never heard of that before. You see, you
check the box next time you get a passport.
Right.
We also have it within the United States that ID instead of they're going to not use regular licenses. And
yeah. See, I had to take my son. I took my son to the hospital this week. He had some of the thing. He had his surgery on his foot.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So it was good. So I took his birth certificate and I took my passport. The birth certificate they had no interest in, but the passport they wanted my ID. And if I wouldn't have brought that, I don't know if they would have probably given me tzaras because. Like my YU ID, I don't know if that would have been.
You don't have a license.
Yeah, I have a license that's being updated. That I see, like my YU ID, I don't think this would do anything.
No, not enough.
But I know a passport, the Kuli Alma, that's a good ID. You just have to make sure that it's not expired. Yeah. Okay, Rabosai, it's always a pleasure to be here. Yeah. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Zakas is Israel. Lefichach Hirba Lem Torah Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chaveis Aman Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.